This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the summit. This is your girl, Isabel.
And this is Dylan. We have another OG, original.
Are we doing that every time I'm on?
Style like, hey, episode.
She's on, OG.
Nah, sometimes it's different. Like, I did just record an episode with Jaquan.
Right.
I didn't say it was an OG. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It's still. It's for the backlog, but it's about Egghead. And yeah, you're the OG. You're my OG co-host, my original co-host. Obviously, we've had the baby and stuff. So
isn't that crazy when you think about like where we're fucking at now? To like when we did that first episode, I kind of still remember the first episode.
We were at my dad's.
We had like we brought in the one table that wasn't like a dining room table, which is now our dining room table. Yeah, which is, it's not a nice one, but like it's just funny how we started from there, like laughing, like getting into. I was into Overwatch, and I was doing really good in school, and it was just like. It's crazy from where we One Piece. Started. It sucks that as early One Piece.
The only thing that sucks is that we didn't get to document your One Piece journey at all. Because we started it and you were like, we were already kind of far into it after we started the podcast. You were like maybe 300-400 episodes into it. And then there was a whole year and a half gap. Because obviously we were moving up. We moved like 3-4 times in 1 year.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was just a lot of shit. Life stuff happening.
Yeah.
And then, it was fucking... All of a sudden, you were just like, "Yeah, I'm at the end of Whole Cake Island now.
Yeah.
We're getting this out."
Like,
I was like, "God damn!"
One Piece was always there for us, right?
Yeah, One Piece was always there
for me.
That's why we're a minute into it. Sorry, talk about One Piece and how great it is.
Right.
Speaking of One Piece, we just came back from BAM trip. We saw our BAM grandma. Shout out! She remembered Jaquan. Said he liked his dreadlocks.
Hell yeah! I love her. I love her so much. It's just funny how that whole thing started to now.
I had to let her know. She had to tell me. She tried to say, today's the day of all the babies. All of my babies came in and visited me, blah, blah. But then she was talking about how cute the other ones are. And I'm like, listen, the cutest one is here right now. Why are we talking about these ugly children? Why are we talking about all these ugly babies when you have the cute Anaya D. Kohler here right now? And you want to talk about
Anaya
ugly
D.
children?
Look at that, D. Anaya D. D. Kohler. And then when we change your name, Dylan D. Kohler.
Yep.
The will of D's walking up. I just
but
love
yeah,
it.
Fucking. So we got, it was a One Piece day at BAM. We got
it was.
Sanji's Food Wars manga crossover finally came out, printed in English.
Yes.
We got that.
I'm kind of still shy.
You haven't read that yet, but it's lit. It's
I'm
actually
excited.
Really fun to read.
You
and
told
there's,
me a little bit about
there's
it.
More. There's like three of them.
Hell
so I'm excited
yeah.
to see three
Hell
of them.
Yeah. Okay.
We have.
They were redoing everything. I'm like, I love it that our BAM is just, they're always like on top of like, keep it, you know what I mean? I love it. I love our BAM.
Yeah.
It's the best BAM that I've ever been to so far.
We got the Ace's Story. The first manga book for Ace's Story is out now. We got that. Picked that up. And it was done by the illustrator of Dr. Stone, which I'm so super interested by, like,
oh, so
how
it's that,
this happens.
Okay, I thought it was like a crossover where they like wrote, I don't know why.
No,
I'm not used to looking at that art style on anything but Dr.
He
Stone.
He's like a diehard One Piece fan,
right,
the Dr.
Okay.
Stone author
okay.
and or creator. And obviously like Oda came out with the Ace's Story like what, probably six
oh,
years
okay,
ago,
right,
8 years
right.
ago, something like that. The two
Wait,
light
so
novels.
We have
the light novels,
okay.
yeah.
Okay, but
already.
Now this is
And then he was like, bro, I'll fucking draw all of them if you let me.
Damn, that's awesome. And Oda was
like, go ahead. So he drew both of the books. That. He illustrated them all in manga form.
Oh, so it's just done in a
different... We have them in light novel and in manga form, but it's just a different art style. Just
different art style. I love that. It all looks like that. Oda, oh my God.
And obviously he let him do that promo card for the Jump, the Ace full art promo that we have in the Dr. Stone style.
Yeah,
so I don't know what their like relationship is like, but it seems like they get along well. And
or they're able to collab if they're right. Totally. But they don't do that often.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't really collab. I've seen the Naruto Kuma. Creator. They've traded a bunch of times. You know what I mean? I'm just saying other famous mangaka have gotten involved and been like, I'll do shit for you. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And like,
or so, they like each other. Then they like write. They do something.
Because I don't know if you know this, but during Dressrosa, Oda had gotten really sick. Mm-hmm. And Dressrosa is actually almost all drawn by Naruto's creator.
Like, done.
Yeah, because Oda was too sick, so Oda told the Naruto... Is that true?
I thought it was like a rumor. No, that actually
happened. Yeah, I mean, the Naruto fans try to, like, fucking blow it up and be like... They try to be like, the Naruto creator created Doflamingo, but it's like, no, that's not... Oda just told him. Yeah, he drew it. He helped him produce it and stuff while Oda was sick.
At the time, One Piece and Naruto were really big.
Right? Yeah, and they respect each other, right? Yeah.
So like, they were able to help. Okay,
but I've never seen anything where it's like a whole day. Like, it was like, I'll do your whole story in my art style, and then we'll print it and sell it. You know what I mean? Like, they've never done that before.
Or it was just I would love to do a collab with
where I don't know if that's art. What I'm saying. I don't know what the relationship was like.
I love this art style. Come on over and can you do something? I was probably both of them, but like, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, so we got both of them. We have all of them to read now.
It's interesting when you see like how big. I'd love if can you like do this for me so I can better understand, because it's such an enigma to me that the team that works with, like, how many staff does he have? Who like oversees what? Like, it would be really cool to see how they like do it, because now, I mean, what, we found out that Oda came but we didn't know it was him, but he was there at the California, the live action, you know, the preview of everything. So like, he's definitely out there and involved in his brand. And I mean, I'll call it a brand, but like, I mean, it's his point, life. Yeah. He said it, like, I'm going to retire and this is it. Like, this is it for him. So it's just, I would love to just see how, and then they've came out, because Toei is obviously big with, I mean, what it makes and produce it, right? Comes out with One Piece. So they're treated well. So I'm just trying to figure out like how many staff we talking, especially for his team, because Oda said, I have a team.
Just want to know like how large the team is.
How large, like what, like, yeah, you can go a little bit of depth with it. I've always wondered like who's working with, just to kind of better understand.
We do know
certain things about Oda.
Oda has two or three editors that he like fully trusts with everything. They've been with him for a really long time. Right? And we know that at least one of the editors now knows what the One Piece is and how it ends. That came out like a month ago, 2 months ago. Yeah, so Oda, cool. Oda like literally told him everything. So I don't know if it's the full team, but one person.
Can I just come out and say this as a person, because I love One Piece? You know why he's telling him that? Because that means they're talking. That means they're trying to collab on, okay, we're trying to get to, where are we trying to get? What's the end? What's the, now he has to reveal it to him, the editor. So the editor can give him ideas of, this is what I, you know, this care. So like, it's like amazing that Oda has this whole fucking team. Which we saw, and you saw the video that I posted, or I shared at least forever ago in the Discord, of him showing his office and his second home for One Piece while his family has the other home. So I love it. Damn, that's awesome. So that means I said it. We're close. We're getting, this is the final saga, y'all. And if he's revealing the shit to the editor, that means they're editing the final saga.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm so excited.
So moving away from our fucking 8-minute One Piece tirade to start off the podcast, we are going to get into some of the light things that we've done. Not too much, because obviously we've been banging these podcasts out on time, like I've been promising. You know what I'm saying?
I've been saying I'm ready. I've been ready, guys. I've been ready for this.
We went and saw Dune 2. Recently.
My birthday pass. You want to say it was Sunday, my birthday?
Yep, this March 1st, what day was that? What day?
Friday. I worked, so I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, rip. So Isabel worked Friday on her birthday, but we hung out in the morning, got my cake and sushi. My friend surprised
me with balloons and desserts, and then Dylan got me a bunch of stuff. Dylan spoiled me all week. Shit. Dylan spoiled me, and then my friend literally got me stuff, week. And it was an awesome, it was good. It was an awesome birthday.
And so I bought tickets for the extreme version of Doom 2 so that we could go in these like super fancy theater and
surround sound seats vibrating, but like the sound was just imperfect on it. It was a perfect theater really to watch the set. Yeah.
So awesome. We started, and honestly, I went into this as a Dune hater because I did not enjoy the first movie.
Really?
I really did not fucking enjoy the first movie at all.
But you watched it. Where did you watch the first one? I'm just curious.
We watched it together. We did. I would have never ever watched that shit myself for sure. We watched it together. But
I've seen it multiple times. I can't remember. I think he's peeked in at me. I've watched it multiple times.
Yeah. I've watched it in full.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we did watch
it. I remember watching it because I like Aquaman.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah. I fuck with him. I fuck with Zendaya. Zendaya's cool.
Tom Holland's
even though Dylan
doesn't care. She's just.
I did not
Holland's
find her
girl.
Attractive at all, but I do love. You guys know I love a good couple, a good solid couple, and I really think Tom and Zendaya is one of them like solid Hollywood couples.
Solid,
like every chance that they get of being like, "Hey Zendaya, you should cheat," and Tom, and she's just like, "Hey, I know who my fucking husband is, bitch."
Tom was there at the Dune Part 2 watching her.
Shout out Tom Zendaya.
He's like, sure, it was done. Yeah, he knows. He's a good man.
Sorry, Hollywood wants y'all to be like Ariana Grande and just ruin relationships and fucking fuck SpongeBob and do whatever the fuck else. But Zendaya's a real one. She's not going to do that.
No.
Tom, shout out Spider-Man. This is the only real Spider-Man. And that's coming from me being a Tobey Maguire. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tobey Maguire was my first Spider-Man. Like,
okay,
that's not the real
Spider-Man. Same. Yeah,
I love
Tom
you, Toby.
Fits it perfectly. You're right.
You were 30
yeah.
in the first movie, dog. You did not look young at all. You even look. It wasn't
he was
even
young.
Even
he was
no,
old.
He was not. No, he was, not.
He?
Oh, even me being a even me. I was like 8, and I was like, I thought this was a high schooler.
It's college.
No,
right?
He was like fucking. This man was like late college. Like he was returning to
is
college.
Is that how old he actually was? Was he in his 30s when it came out? Or
I don't
not?
Know.
I look at this and I'm going to have some leniency on it. But I'm just saying for Toby's age, I do think that Tom Holland's a better fit of an actor for acting wise for the role. But I'm just saying, I'm just, oh my God.
26 years old.
Uh-huh, look, all right,
portraying
listen,
a 17 year old.
Yeah, almost 30. But we're 26. You know, it's not terrible. It could be worse. It's Toby. Okay. He did a good job. We still love Toby, okay? We love Toby. We love all of them. We love Toby Maguire.
He was 32 in Spider-Man 3.
What was the other guy's
Spider-Man was
name?
Like 18.
Fuck, this amazing Spider-Man guy.
Nah, he was
name? All right.
He was okay, but
he was
too cool.
Yeah, a little too cool. But Tom Holland
is the perfect amount of like nerdy slash cool slash witty.
But then he tried to be cool when he redone the, was it Nathan Drake fucking movie? What's his face? And there was a little too much. All right.
Yeah, don't get it twisted, Tom. If you're listening, you're not Nathan Drake, dog.
Yeah, whatever is it, right?
Maybe like
with
a high school
Uncharted.
Nathan Drake, but you're not that Nathan Drake. Not that version they were trying to show us, dog. Yeah. The movie, honestly, though, like even when
it
I watched Uncharted,
yeah,
it wasn't a bad
it.
Movie.
Yeah, it was just,
like, this is not Nathan Drake. If they was just changed all the names and then just kept the same storyline, I'd be like, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
But the whole time I'm like, this is not Nathan Drake and Sully.
No.
So
anyway, going back.
What the fuck were we talking about?
No,
even?
Dune.
Dune. That's what the whole movie sounded like. It was just like Dune. Like
that's
anytime.
Pretty good. You should have been singing for them and that like
no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're talking about
the first part.
I'm not
because,
doing the other part.
Okay, listen, my Lord
y'all
and
not
Savior,
getting that out
of my one of my Lord and Saviors. I have a couple. Hans Zimmer. Oh my God, the music.
Is that who did it?
Yeah, he's done every major fucking movie that you love and now, or at least know. So I just, of course, he does it again. Just amazing.
Who did
soundtrack.
Star Wars? Was that Hans?
Fucking no.
Then he ain't shit.
No. That's just one of the
who did Star Wars?
You mean Star Wars Rebels, the 0.2 second intro that they did? Go back. All right. Like, come on now. What are you talking about? Just that main line? I forget. I don't remember.
Star Wars Rebels.
John Williams.
John Williams. E.T. dog. Don't tell people that. Jurassic Park. And Harry Potter?
Okay, all right.
Harry Potter, Jurassic Park, Star Wars, Jaws.
John Williams.
He came up with the.
Yeah.
Let's see what Hans done. Hans Zimmer.
Come on now, y'all. Y'all know me. Dylan can't be doing.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, we're gonna find out.
All right.
Interstellar.
Go ahead.
Whatever. Dune.
Wow.
Oh, Dune was lit. I'll give Dune it. Lion King. Which Lion King we talk about? Like the one where he's singing.
1994.
Yeah. Yeah, but like
yes,
the
he did.
All
he
of
said
it,
that.
The whole
yeah.
soundtrack.
Or,
all right,
we
we'll give him Lion King then.
He oversaw.
I ain't never seen Gladiator.
And he did all of the Batman's The Dark Knight.
I never seen Inception.
Trilogy.
Oh, he saw, he did Dark Knight. Oh, Kung Fu Panda. All right. He got some bangers, but it's not, but it wasn't.
Now. I'm just saying.
It wasn't John Williams. It wasn't Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Harry Potter.
Fair, you're right.
Schindler's List.
But I'm saying he's like number two then behind this man. Superman. Listen, if he did Harry Potter, yeah, that, all right, now you're elevating. Jurassic Park as well. And but Star Wars is pretty, it's just a couple of, like, you know what I mean? Like, but you're right. It's still like, I still love it. I still love it. It's fucking, I love them both. I love them both then because Harry
Potter. Hans who? No, I'm just playing. Hans Zimmer is good. He's the only one I know by name. I can't name it. I didn't know that guy's name.
I've heard John Williams before, but I think he's mad dead, so I don't know if he's, I think he's dead. So I don't think he's doing nothing anymore. I'm going to be honest. I could be wrong. He looks like, I think he's definitely dead. Like, come on now. You saw how old he was? John Williams. He's definitely dead. I think we woke up our child.
Death. He's alive. Alive. You better take that shit back. Apologize to him right now.
92 years
he's
old.
He's 92. You coming up with this shit. You apologize to him right now.
I'm sorry, John Williams.
John Williams.
I take care of 92-year-olds, dudes. I hope you're, like, chilling at home with a caretaker and just doing your own thing, you know? Because, yeah, you came up with some bangers. I'm telling him. And okay, so then him and
he was in the Air Force?
Are the only respectable.
You better apologize to him. He was in the Air Force.
He's 92 years
old. To Kill a Mockingbird, West Side Story? Like, what?
A pianist. He worked as a pianist. That's awesome. So he did, like, Spielberg shit.
Saving Private Ryan? Nah.
Why don't you go and get your child? So
Obama?
Oh my god, I hate you. I hate you so much.
Go ahead, give us your Dune review. You're the
biggest
Dune fan.
Yeah, let me talk about Dune, y'all, after that whole fucking rant. You know how we are as a couple. Anyway, Dune. Holy shit, where do I even start? I wanted to see this. I found out it was coming out on March 1st. And I'm like, it's my birthday, so we're going to go see this because I knew that this would be, I have such a good inkling when it comes to films because my grandfather was a big film buff. I as well. I'm not like a full on film buff, but I'm pretty close. Like I could be, but anyway, so like I just found out it was coming out on my birthday. We had to go and we went and my inkling was right. It was an amazing blockbuster film, especially in the extreme sound theater. So this is a book series that now this author did pass away back in the 80s, I believe, is when he died, but he came out with the series in the 60s. So it's been like hailed as one of the best space stories ever told, like futuristic, human philosophy, like philosophy, like it goes into a lot of in-depth stuff with the powers and that, not even aliens, just about the human. Like I just, again, as if you kind of have understood the plot a little bit of the first film, which is based on the first book. So this is part one and part two, where I believe towards the first book. Now there are 6 books total and Hans Zimmer kind of already said that they are working on the next book now to come out with the next set of films. So I don't know if they're going to do 2 parts for each book, for each movie, which would be 6 times 2 is what? 12. So 12 films. I mean, they could really like turn this into something amazing because the first film was the cinematography and what the director wanted to, how he wanted to portray this world and this, I mean, book. I mean, without having the author here, he did an amazing job. But I did not read the book. So I'm not sure if it is really based on, because everyone kind of has heard of the 80s ones that were kind of done, you know, the way that they were done. But now I believe that they, with the technology we have today and how the worms looked and how everything looked and for how they did, like just being on Dune, being on Arrakis is they did such an amazing job of portraying, and the actors really got into these roles. So the acting in this film, it was just I've seen everyone kind of say online that it did not feel like 2 hours and 46 minutes. It felt like an hour. Like it felt like you were just watching. You didn't want it to stop. And I really hope that that continues. And they do at least one or even 2 parts for the next book. And I hope they do each book justice and really take their time with it because it could be something really, really amazing. But I knew that there was a lot more action. So I had a feeling that the first book did not have as much, the first film, Dune part one, what I call it part one, but the first one that came out with Timothy and Zendaya did not have as much action, but this one was the full on, the start of the war, the start of the crusade, and me really just kind of getting into the knit and grit of it with Paul and Chani and all of them. So I just absolutely, I don't want to get into the plot of it because it is very complicated and it's, I love complicated. I have not read Lord of the Rings, but that is one book series that I know is juicy and a lot to get into and a lot to read and understand. And as well as Dune, I believe is as well. But for me, I've been a big reader since I was young, and I know I can withstand it. So I'm really hoping and looking forward to reading once I finish Star Wars Rebels, the book about A New Dawn. So I'm still reading that right now, just to kind of divert a little bit. I'm reading that, and that's about Kanan and Hera when they meet, which is really cool. So anyway, I'm trying. My goal this year is to read more. So I do plan on reading Dune and reading some other major series that I have not. I have listened and read almost all of Harry Potter, so that's kind of besides the point. But anyway, this film, again, it's worth going to watch. I'm telling you, you guys have to see it. It was absolutely beautiful. We were able to have someone to watch Anaya, which is awesome because I love the movies. I love going to movies, and it's one thing that I miss after having her. For sure. But oh, here comes.
We had a big old shit diaper.
Oh boy. Really? Yep.
Yeah, but it's fine. She's changed and she's with her babysitter right now.
Her babysitter right now.
Miss Rachel.
Teaching her the Lord's ways.
Yeah. Fuck out of here. She better not be. Fucking smackers, Rachel.
Oh my God. You're a fucking hoot. I can't. We were just talking about how amazing it was. Sorry, I don't want to call you a mean name or something. You know how we are. We just be fun. We make fun of each other. You call me a mean name.
That's fine. Aww. What were you saying?
We were just talking about Dune and how I said how there was more action in this one.
I
knew that you were going to like it over the first one for sure. And how there's 6 books. So who knows?
Everyone dies in the first one.
Well, all the Atreides.
And that's what made me salty. Everyone died. And I'm like, okay, there's one dude left. And I'm supposed to believe this.
Three dudes. There's three.
This 80-pound fucking Nepo baby.
Stop. He's not
this
a Nepo
80-pound desert Nepo Timothy. Baby who's never I'm not even sorry. Had fucking rain
oh
in his life.
Oh my God.
Is going to liberate the free world slaves or whatever in the fucking desert against these giant sand demon skyscraper monsters.
I was supposed to believe that. Plot. Oh my God. I hate you. That's not the plot.
Not from them, but he's supposed to tame them to use them as. Everyone else got guns and shit. That was the only weapon that these sand people had was these, hey, we can control these giant tapeworm demons. And the other guys are like, I have the fucking Hammer of Dawn that I can summon from outer space and laser beam your fucking thing any moment. We can float.
I fucked with what they was even have Elvis's character. I'm gonna call him Elvis's character. Elvis's character coming out and being like, "Hey, we're just gonna blow them all up." And then it fucking happened.
Like
he's
you
like,
saw
right, his
knife
go gun blazing.
Is like properly sharpened every day and presented to him, and then their knives are like fucking dinosaur bones or fucking worm teeth that they got or whatever the
worm
fuck.
Worm fucking piss that they had.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be like, yeah. This guy fucking got it. I thought Jason Momoa, when I watched the first one, I thought Jason Momoa was going to be the one saving everyone. I'm like, hell yeah, Khal Drogo is going to fucking free all these motherfuckers.
Well, you don't know about his character.
And then Timothy's like, I'll do this, you guys. I'm like, oh my God.
He did a good job in this film. Can I just
second
give
movie,
that?
It was believable. It was
Timothy
far more believable
up, right?
In the second movie.
Yes, he did. But I'm saying his acting, you can tell, took that
there's
tone.
There's still
that
times
anime
where, like,
character.
You know who else did like a real convincing job that like other than fucking Timothy and in the new and the second one, Elvis and
Austin Butler.
I did for the very first scene where he comes back. I did hear Elvis a little bit in his voice, but after that, I didn't hear any more Elvis. But that first scene when she walks in the room, she's like, "What are you doing there, brother?" I was like. Wrong movie, dog.
Oh,
what are we
God.
Doing? What's his name?
Because he held that accent for so long, even after the.
Well, he wasn't
movie.
Even
like
apparently.
Fuck?
I found out afterwards he wasn't even with them. He was all filming some other shit, and he happened to be also in like a desert type environment.
Right.
So they had him go and film that, like it was still in the desert,
right.
But it wasn't like in fucking like Dubai or wherever where
okay,
everyone
right.
else was at.
Right.
And then yeah, obviously they just grayscaled it all to just white and black. For the character himself. I was wondering what if that was actually like a thing or if they actually like painted everyone like
they,
that, you know what
have
I mean?
Them, or no.
Because they seem some scenes they would seem clear, like white.
I do think
you know
I think
mean?
More
like,
of a filter was put
like
on.
Like alien white, like that.
But
Prometheus
he was
whited
up a little bit. Because the guy that was the guy.
Well
that,
no, I did I actually saw the original
the
filming
guy
of it. It was in like full color and it is just all like he was just normal, no
okay.
paint.
So then
they
edited it.
I don't know about the rest
of
it, but I know at least that's that Kali Zan scene
right,
for
right.
sure. Right. But in that Coliseum scene, they had this like wild fucking
amazing Kingdom Hearts. Oh, you're coming at the Coliseum. Okay.
Yeah, they had this like wild ass Kingdom Hearts fucking battle music.
I saw them in comparison. Well, it wasn't on battle Facebook. Music,
but it was like, yeah, like they were like standing around just helping him fucking jump the guy and like dancing in the background like they were like nobodies, you know what I mean?
So give a little spoiler, Austin Butler's character, who's all bald, is like the nephew of the Baron. He goes down, he's like, all right, I'm in this Colosseum and I'm gonna kill all these people or whatever. But then these like things, and Dylan was like, those things look like, well, what you said the name.
Like nobodies or heartless.
Like the nobodies are heartless.
They were all black, like heartless, but they were dancing around like they were nobodies.
And they're like circling him with their, literally dancing, or like not dancing, but like walking all kind of like they're, what the fuck, you know what I mean? But they're there to protect him, and he yells at them to stay away. I'm going to kill them myself. And then they're like, all right, like they have to, like, it was
after they stabbed the guy.
Yeah, it was just so funny. But anyway, they literally did look like.
I don't know if I was the only one. Everyone else watched that now with that in your mind. Let me know if you get it. Yeah, I was the one that made the meme. You saw someone,
another
meme?
I saw another meme, yeah.
And then also the other shout out, Stilgard, was that his name?
Stilgar, I think. I could be wrong. Stilgard or Stilgar, it's something like that, yeah.
He was an iconic ass character for sure, just running around.
Javier Bardem, ladies and gentlemen.
Dumbass religious, fucking just being like, everything Timothy did was written.
It was written.
Everything.
Because at one point Timothy does something and everyone's just so quiet and he's the first one to just scream, Lisa, like he belts it out. And
it was unbelievable.
It was just kind of funny how he was so passionate in that moment.
It was
I
when he got
it.
Stabbed.
It
was after Timothy got stabbed and then he re-stabs back the other guy, and then he, as soon as he stabbed the other guy, he just fucking yells it. And I was like, I knew he was over there.
I loved it.
Holding his breath.
Yeah.
He's going to have a stroke in the corner.
He was so iconic. It was such a good film. I loved it.
It was very iconic. I don't really think we have any other life updates other than that, to be honest, right? We saw Dune. Anaya's been a fucking absolute
four teeth now on the top
terror.
And at least four or five on the bottom.
Menace.
Because of her teething. And
she's a menace now.
Getting into everything. She's our little baby. We're just talking about her. She's our little baby. I love her, though. She's so cute. And so we love her to bits. She's our everything.
So then moving into... Anyway. Well, actually, no. You do want to tell them about... You got today that fucking Twilight Princess amiibo. We found two super rare amiibos out today at GameStop.
Oh my god, I'm so high. I love that that GameStop will always have gems or we're just lucky we get there on day.
That's just
what
happens when
extra.
You check always. You know what I mean? You gotta check.
You gotta just stop on by and just see what they got because it's stocked. But I grew up playing the Zelda Twilight Princess. I played some of the other Zelda games as well because my mom and sister were a big fan of them. But Twilight Princess was the first one that I actually finished, enjoyed, loved, because it was like that. I don't know. I just loved the Zelda in that one as well. So then they had the amiibo, which was the Twilight Princess riding on Wolf, the Wolf version of Link. And that was, I literally saw it and I was like, you're fucking kidding. Because I saw it online, but it was upcharged. So to get it for retail was fucking awesome. Like, yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. So, and then you got the Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, I believe, right? Tears of the Kingdom amiibo. Yep.
Yeah, what are they called? Guardians.
The Guardians, yeah. He got one. It's
they're
giant,
so menacing.
So
like,
fucking,
they were
oh,
such
have
a
up,
problem
I love
in the
that.
Game.
Look
yeah,
at that.
Kira Toriyama.
I'm looking at Dylan's PC. We'll take a picture. He's got the perfect Link with his arm out from Tears of the Kingdom. Iconic looking. I don't know. I love that.
Yeah,
bucket.
The Tears of the Kingdom with the Breath of the Wild Guardian underneath. Yeah, I love
that. Oh, so
now.
This is Breath of the Wild. Okay.
Yeah,
because
that, well, that's
the
where
same.
It first aired. They're in Tears of the Kingdom.
It's both the same. I kind of grouped the games up together. But yeah, I got you right. Love that. I love that.
Love them.
And then I have the Zelda, the iconic Tears of the Kingdom Zelda amiibo in my computer. Well, we got a perfect little... I love our amiibo collection.
Husband wife setup. Mm-hmm. I moved some stuff around up there too, up top.
You did.
So moving into the anime world, we have horrible, saddening news. Akira Toriyama. Why the fuck did I just say it like
Akira
that?
Toriyama.
Akira Toriyama just passed away. The creator of Dragon Ball. Obviously, we all know him. We're just going to hit a little moment of silence for him. And my girl who just made Inuyasha just passed away today, too. And did you see that on the Discord? I posted that this morning.
I saw something. I thought it was like the voice actor of one of the characters. Yeah. But was she the voice actor of Inuyasha? I thought Inuyasha had a male voice actor, though. The Japanese
one. It was like of the cat in Inuyasha.
The cat one. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, the giant, whatever.
But I'm pretty sure she's the creator, wasn't she?
Oh, or she was the creator. Okay, see, I don't know. I knew that she wasn't the voice. I'm
not really the biggest Inuyasha fan.
I know. I know it was Inuyasha's voice actor because I was a male, but a female died from Iconic. Yeah, as well. Right.
So we're just losing them left and right, you know?
No, we're not going to lose them.
Not my boy Gota, but he going to be strong. 68, though, is Amazing Life, especially, like, Dragon Ball's been famous as long as I've been alive, so definitely, he's been having a great life for the past 25 years, at least.
Yes.
25 years, yeah.
Well, you saw why he died.
Yeah, I did see that. He had, like, a brain, yeah.
Yeah, it was a brain bleed, which is, I mean, stroke, whatever, well, yeah.
Yeah, I did see that, actually, I looked it up.
The subdermal hematoma, so, yeah. I mean, that will take fancy you, words. It's very sad.
Rip.
But yeah, so... Taken too soon. 68 is kind of young, in my opinion, for a Japanese. I mean, but again, with what they're, you know.
We're going to hit a little moment of silence for him real quick. Okay, go ahead.
In honor of the Dragon Balls and him.
Right. That was him. That was my boy, Akira. My grandpa also died, you guys. Moving on from that, though, I read his obituary tonight.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it doesn't really bother me. He had 15 grandchildren. Great. And then, like, he had a great grandchild.
I would have shown it to you because I looked it up.
Read it tonight. I just saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my grandpa was a super big part of my life, but he wasn't ever, in the later years, he had decided to side with people based on complete lies about me and just take their side for absolutely no reason, just because I'm not a diehard Republican racist, you know what I mean? Pretty much what it comes down to. So it is what it is. You just gotta move on from life and those people. If you guys have people like that in your lives, definitely just cut them off and move on. Rip George, you were a great grandpa for like 14 years maybe. And that is what it is. I mean, I'm 30.
You're at peace. He lived a full life. Yeah. He was older. He lived his very, life.
Very
he was in
wealthy.
His elder
they
age.
Were very all had money. He didn't have to work. Literally the entire time I've ever known him, he never worked. So he's been all retired for 28 years. Probably the last generation I'll ever be able to do that. Yeah.
Now he's with his soulmate.
And my grandma died like 3-4 years ago, something like that. And that was his ride or die for sure. So I know he'd rather just be up there anyway.
He's at peace.
Anyway, moving into anime, because I don't care about the fucking dramatic stuff. Kagurabachi is coming out fall 2024. It is a real big manga that I've heard about, kind of like Chainsaw and Solo Leveling, which both have been mid as fuck, so hopefully this one doesn't let me down. I know you probably have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about at all with Kagurabachi. You don't even never seen the thing. Also announced, Twilight is being remade.
Like the live action film?
Like Twilight, Belle, all them.
Oh boy. Okay.
Into an anime.
Okay. I could maybe see an anime.
It has been greenlit, and they're shopping around for a studio right now to find it, but it is confirmed.
Damn. Okay.
So hopefully we just gotta pray a good studio gets it, you know?
Yeah.
But it would definitely be a good story for anime.
For an anime version? Yeah, for sure. Like, the dramatics would fit so much better if they do it right.
Yeah. Moving into Crunchyroll's anime award show just finished and wrapped up. You know what I mean? Quality award show, unlike everything else that anyone that watches anime knows it's not. But we'll pretend. And
yeah, honestly, I think this year, just to give my opinion real quick, this was the year when I looked at who won, I was the most disappointed with the nominees.
That fucking makes sense.
That exactly. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna put it out. Like, that was my first instinct was, this makes what? I was just a little like, okay. And yeah, anyway, that's how I felt.
Just for instance, one of the dumbass categories, best new anime series was won by Chainsaw Man, which was a 2022 anime. And it beat out Heavenly Delusions, which is a 2023 anime. But because their shit is stupid ass fall to fall, it counts Chainsaw Mid as a 2023 anime, and
like,
it doesn't deserve the
fucking
category.
Sense. Like, I don't know. gods.
And if you're talking about any, if you're talking about any 2023 anime to win, it's fucking Frieren.
Yeah, I don't even,
it's not Chainsaw Man or Heavenly Delusions.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, you're like, what are you even fucking talking about?
Nobody
here
is talking about these anime that you're saying won, and I don't fucking know half. And I, most of the time, some of them I just did not even, I didn't even hear of, and I'm like, what the, like, Frieren didn't win nothing? Like,
right?
Wait, what?
That's what I'm saying. The only thing, what? It does seem that they got right, obviously, One Piece won Best Continuing, and Luffy won Best Thank Main God. Character, obviously. I was like, who the fuck?
Yeah.
Itadori. He's killed 10,000 people. Oh, he's not a very good main character, you know what I'm saying? We have, obviously, with One Piece just being absolute peak, like you guys heard for the first like 12 minutes of the podcast, they have announced a new release. Puma is doing a collab with the Emperors, the four Emperors of One Piece. Blackbeard, Buggy, Shanks, and Luffy are getting their own shoes. And we saw, we have a picture. We had a picture of them up the other day. What do you think of them? I think the Gear 5 ones.
I was
are
excited.
Right.
I was excited. I sent you the link. I was like, oh, I'm excited. Then I click on it, look at them, and then I'm scrolling through them all, and I'm like, okay, cool, it's the Emperors. But then I'm looking at the designs, and they went a little too safe. They were like, let's go safe. And but now if they're undercharged, like $40, all right, I'll
nah, they're gonna be like.
But if they're gonna be 60 or 80, then I'm like, you can add.
See,
something.
I want to get
like,
the Gear 5s and put purple laces in.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean
that would go
them,
far.
But just, I wish there was more to
that
it.
And the Shanks ones. I like both
of
those.
The
Shanks Buggy
ones
are cool, but I don't fuck with Buggy enough
to
rock the Buggy ones.
Yeah.
And the Blackbeard ones are cool, but fuck Blackbeard.
But the colors were, the colors were nice.
Yeah.
But fuck Buggy.
Blackbeards are probably the most basic out of all of them.
Yeah.
Just like him, a basic ass bitch. also, unlike the quality of One Piece that we get, Naruto is doing a collab with Crocs, that plastic footwear that charges $75 for some recycled plastic that, you know, white women just fall for all the time.
It's
and don't get me wrong, I
pair.
Do. Yeah, and guess what?
You have two.
I like my Crocs. How much did I pay for them? Did I pay full
cheap.
Price?
I didn't pay full price.
Do we exactly? We paid half price because that's what they're worth, $30.
Exactly.
They're not $65 shoes.
I love my Crocs. I got my spark. I want to get a sparkly pair though, so like a plain pair, real bad. But oh my god, these Naruto Crocs though are kind of like,
I'm not gonna lie, they do look kind of good.
No, they don't. What?
They look a little cringe, but around
they're
the house,
around the house,
they're cringe.
House Crocs,
you can't wear them.
Okay.
Out. You can't wear them.
You
that's
can't
what I'm
wear
saying.
Them.
They're not.
Out.
It's
they're
not.
Too
it's not a quality collab like One Piece where I could rock the Pumas out.
Yeah.
I gotta keep these ones hidden inside, just like I did my fucking jutsus back in the day. My actual hand sign jutsus. I couldn't be whipping them out in school, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I could wear them Jonin shoes around the house. Take trash out in the Jonin shoes, you know?
I found a TikTok of a guy being like, you need something, and he whipped out his and it was the Kakashi one, and he took something out of the pocket and gave it to, here you go, like, from the fucking, the strap. Because the strap is literally that, like, you know, weird material, like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, the coat thing or whatever. It's just... Oh my god, I can't. I'm hoping they do a One Piece collab. Guys, that means if they're doing Naruto and they've done Demon Slayer, I would love to get the Nezuko ones for around. Oh my god, that'd be kind of cute. But anyway,
those
that means
cute.
One Piece might be Oda Piece. I'll take
know.
A One Piece croc, please. I will.
There was
up.
Rumors of a One Piece Fortnite collab, but we haven't seen anything like that yet. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so, please let them be fake.
Because, wait, what just got into Fortnite? Something big.
They're doing Roman shit now. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Roman
it was Overwatch
fucking,
is doing Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, and not to
and
lie,
looks,
that trailer went
it looks,
hard
it looks
as
good.
Fuck.
Like how they should have done the live
That's
action.
That's how you do
know.
A trailer. It yeah. literally made me even be like,
it's Cowboy Bebop.
Maybe I'll download Overwatch to see like what the Cowboy Bebop thing. I could be Spike.
It's probably $50. Anyway.
But it made me think about it. And then, I remembered that it's probably $50. And I was like, fuck that.
$100, no. Probably
but
even $100, yeah.
The trailer went hard.
It did.
For sure.
That shit was fire.
Parasite, another beloved classic anime, is getting a
live action
on Netflix. Comes out in less than a month. 4/5 comes out.
I've been looking forward to this
we'll
one.
See. My thing with this
I
is...
I only saw a little bit of the Parasite anime, so I feel like I'd like... the live action maybe a little bit.
It is a one that you could do live action very well, but it is M.
Oh yeah, it's
Parasite
it's
is
gonna be
M.
M. They know that. Come on now. They know.
Do they?
They were killing people in One Piece and I didn't
no,
think they
not like
do
this.
That.
Not like you gotta
I,
do Parasite.
No, I understand, but that's what I'm saying. I don't
Parasite,
know.
You gotta
they,
rip
if
people.
If they
apart.
Have the budget, like what they had with Yu Yu Hakusho, which actually I still gotta
You know, you remember
that.
You know you've seen one Parasite fight scene.
Yeah.
That dude in the gym shorts?
Yeah.
That walks out in the fucking Yakuza or whatever.
He just, I know.
He starts murdering people.
But after Yu Yu Hakusho, guys, I feel better now.
Yeah, the Yu Yu Hakusho one, what did go hard.
These director, I don't know. I'm just, you know, with the fights and how they can do it up with CGI and movement. And I have more faith now. More faith. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Wasn't there a trailer out for it? So the trailer made me feel okay a little bit. Well, you know, but it looked okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We have ReZero got announced for another anime. I don't care about that. You guys, you look it up. Wait, look it up. ReZero fans, go look it up. I don't give a fuck.
A fifth season?
ReZero fans, go look it up. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
moving on, Ahsoka, you have finally finished.
Oh my Ahsoka. God. I was literally talking about this at dinner with my friend.
You were talking about that at dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I just, because we were talking about Star Wars, and then I was just, anyway, so I finished. Dylan was right, okay? Watch Star Wars Rebels first, and then Star Wars Rebels, the show, and then watch that. It's 4 seasons. Watch it. Fall in love with the characters, and it is, you think it's a kid's show. It's not a kid. I thought it was going to be more geared towards kids. It's not. Like, the plot of it is in-depth enough for an adult to follow, like, and be, you know, again, in-depth enough. And then I fell in love with these characters. I saw some iconic deaths in the animated show that made me cry, and I fell again. And then now watching Ahsoka and being able to relive all and seeing them in live action form, and all of the actors that did Ahsoka had watched Rebels and understood the, again, to really make, like, to act these characters out well. They did an amazing job.
Who do you think did the best? Out of the actors, who portrayed the character closest?
Damn, that's a really good one. Because you really got to see it. Honestly, I have a name.
Everyone but
Zach.
I
got a name.
Who?
Sabine.
Really? Yeah. Sabine the most?
But now, maybe it's because I saw her more on screen, and Ahsoka was... Sabine's all did so very good. I don't know. I really feel like
the problem with Ahsoka is, like, you're getting a version of Ahsoka that she's so much older than even we've seen in Rebels.
Right. But Hera 2 did good. Chopper was spot on, of course. Chopper. And then, honestly, Ezra, too, I was very impressed by Ezra. Yeah. I was very happy.
I know you were worried
on
Ezra,
I was so worried, guys. No, and I guess, no, you're right. No, I'm sorry. Thrawn, they hired Thrawn. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
They took the Thrawn from Rebels. Like, hey, you're Thrawn.
Yeah, but he was a little heavier set and older in this one. And he still pulled off, like, he was
he
a threat.
He did perfect, yeah. With that voice. He used that voice. And they were there like, hey, dude, just give us your voice. That's all, and just stand there and act that. But he acted it out so well. So it's like, this dude was literally meant for this fucking part. I don't know, like... I love it. I just loved it. And even the show made me fucking cry. I bawled at the
literally,
end.
Yeah, Ezra bawled stepping off the ship and Chopper Hera running up to him.
Oh my
first.
God. Chopper,
oh
for,
my
yeah.
God.
And then Hera's face. Like, I could tell that at least that actress had seen Rebels to be like, oh, this is an important moment that Ezra is back. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I immediately bawled. So that means this next season, I'm going to be at the gripping the end of my sea every. Like, honestly, guys, we have, let's just, like, we got. Watch parties coming up for, like, popcorn, just some simple ass shit, because we've got House of the Dragon, we've got Ahsoka's coming up, we've got Last of Us 2 is filming, Fallout, Parasite.
Should we do one for Fallout?
Fallout, do I'm Fallout down party on for Fallout. Sunday? I'm so down for, wait, is it coming out soon?
Yeah.
Oh my god, then we're starting with Fallout. I'm just saying, we got all these fucking shows coming
Fallout
out. What else
out
is coming
soon.
Out?
Fallout looks amazing.
I already said House of the Dragon, we're like, it's just, we have... And of course, I mean, One Piece is always coming up, but like
Avatar.
Avatar's been well.
Avatar just dropped, and honestly, that's one that I'm not going to give my opinion at. I'm not fully through it. Okay. I need to watch more of it, but I think it's better than the old one.
Okay.
There's certain castings in the Fire Nation I'm not a fan of, but I really feel like Sokka is pretty perfect. What's her name? Katara? Is that her name? The Aang's? Oh yeah, that's right. I don't know why I'm fucking asking. I'm pretty sure it's Katara.
Yeah.
She's pretty accurate, but she seems a little more timid in the live action than she was in
the other M. Night Shyamalan movie.
No, not that fun. Not
or
that.
Just
I'm just
the
in
show.
The anime.
I'm
yeah.
talking about live
action. That doesn't
oh,
exist.
About live action.
M. Night
okay.
Shyamalan.
Right.
He's a fake fucking director to me. Everything he's ever made is trash. Yes.
Not everything.
Kill Bill.
No, but that two
Siri
grandparents
trash.
Movie was good.
All Kill
Signs,
Bill trash.
Iconic. That I mean.
Well, I see dead people.
Well, that one
he
too.
Made one
no,
good
Signs
movie.
Was the alien one with the aliens that they can't have. Now it was a little weird that the water couldn't touch him, but other than that,
Whack.
It was good. Yeah.
Whack.
He's okay. I mean, not. I agree though.
I'm convinced that everyone that ever made it back in the day. In Hollywood, made it because they're a pedophile of some sort. And that was what fostered Hollywood.
I mean, Not pedophile, but yeah.
I mean, look at everything. I don't even need to defend this topic. Like, yeah, I don't even want fucking Jeffrey Epstein and Nickelodeon and everything else.
Oh, she's about to come out with her truth.
You saw the documentary that just dropped about Drake Bell? Drake Bell is coming out, and he was sexually assaulted by fucking the Nickelodeon execs and shit back in the day.
Or was it Disney execs? Honestly, though, that's why Amanda... I've always been so confused at why Amanda Bynes has gone downhill, but, like, I've heard that some of those... I've heard this, that the Nickelodeon, like, direct, like, people back that were, like, literal fucking pedophile. Yeah, like... But this is the thing, like, there was also... What was it? That one child actor from Stand By Me, he was also... Corey Feldman, he was also molested and stuff. Like, it's just, yeah, it's fucking, and a lot of, don't even talk about the females and stuff. I mean, it's, yeah, him. Yeah, I saw
him. Yeah, yep. This motherfucker. But yeah, literally the thing that had gotten him arrested back in the day, there was an anonymous person in the court case that testified against him.
Yeah.
The anonymous person was Drake Bell.
Dang.
This whole documentary is him coming out saying that he was the anonymous person who had participated in the fucking trial against Nickelodeon execs.
Wow.
So that's what this whole documentary is about to be. And this is another exact...
And it was confirmed that he was the anonymous.
I mean, yeah, this is his, like... literally...
Damn. Holy shit. I loved Drake and Josh growing up. But it's sad because he just got outed for... Right, or not outed, but he was talking to someone
didn't he,
young.
Didn't he
what
beat
happened?
That accusation,
didn't,
though?
Wasn't
it
real?
Some
yeah,
fucking
nothing,
bullshit.
It was just bullshit.
I gotta look into that, too. So,
no, I'm not saying
I'm pretty. I did follow I that a little bit when it was happening. I'm pretty sure it came out as some bullshit.
Yeah, I think it... Yeah, I do think it was. Yeah.
But that's just how it be. But rip Drake Bell.
Fucking disgusting. Just... Poor, oh, my God.
But yeah, so Ahsoka, wild. Overall, what are you thinking?
I loved it. What, you give me a rating? Like,
yeah,
out of
1
10?
Through, 1 through 10. Rebels was a 10, correct?
Rebels was a 10. I would give Ahsoka a 9 or an 8. 8 or 9, yeah, for sure.
Do you like the
now,
bot?
Now, Obi-Wan Kenobi, guys. Let me just go.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that, too.
5 out of 10. 4 out of 10. Well, I haven't finished it, so I'm going to give it a 4.
And why is that? What do you hate about it?
You know what I hate about it? Because Ahsoka, and I think it is. I'm going to look it up. Did Jon Favreau have any say or help with this show?
With what, Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan at all? I'm just saying, it really depends on the director and the vision that they have. Because Jon Favreau is a person that, a director that I just, it's mature the way, I'm not going to say mature, but the way he does stuff. Yeah, not the same person. So anyway, I just, like, the Obi-Wan felt very safe. It felt very... They picked a lot of actors. It was a variety of actors and a different race. And again, I love that. But then the actors themselves just weren't good actors. So that kind of, like, they were kind of putting in characters, and they were just, it was just cringy. It was so much cringe. That
and
it
this
was
has
making
nothing at all whatsoever to do with Obi-Wan.
Yes, exactly. Nothing to do with that. That's what pissed me off, because I love him.
Phenomenal.
I love him. But
phenomenal.
Then everybody,
even in this,
Leia's
still phenomenal.
The child actor for Leia's character, cringy. Like, they were, everything was just so fucking cringe. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, after watching Ahsoka to The Mandalorian, again, Jon Favreau, I'm just saying.
Yeah, just listen.
What the fuck?
Can we just give Jon Favreau Star Wars, please?
Or can Jon Favreau
he
assign
He does not
these...
miss at all. Anytime you finish watching something good Star Wars, and you're like, why was that so fucking good? You watch 1 minute of the credits, Jon Favreau is in the top of it. And you're like, oh.
Oh. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Makes sense.
I'm sorry. Like, I love Obi-Wan. I love Hayden. I love.
And that's what happens.
My
that's what happens when you give someone who loves the series and genuinely gives a fuck about the series,
and they love
when you give them that shit, and
because
when you don't.
Ahsoka, Dave Filoni, and Jon Favreau. Jon Favreau does everything amazing Star Wars. Would you just say Dave Filoni, the creator of Rebels? So he helped oversee a show with a, but like, again, having that hand in it to help really influence, like, the, and it just fit so fucking well. And even everyone was saying that with Dune, though, again, go back to the movie, the director of it loves the books and loves, like, you can tell that he was making choices to make it fit and really, like, to give the book justice, right? Like, when you have a person that just puts that passion into it to, like, hit all the important spots, and anyway, it's just fucking, it was frustrating. I'm like, we could have made something, a nice spinoff, but it was just too safe, too much cringe, and I'm not enjoying it at all. I'm genuinely not enjoying
it. So now,
it. I don't know.
Now that you're, now that, is there anything else Star Wars that has your interest at all?
Not
that you're
really.
Still watching?
Just Ahsoka. I want to finish Obi-Wan. There's my bib.
Oh,
it's
our little baby. I'm going to give her a snack. Keep going.
I mean, after finishing Ahsoka, there is something that I wanted to, no, I'm thinking of games, but like, no, I can't really think of anything else. Star Wars. I do want to watch Clone Wars. I put it on the background sometimes to fall asleep to, because it's a long series. But I mean, that one's a little, I don't know if I would really have to have the time and patience to really sit down and engage with that. But I would really say no. I mean, with stuff that they have coming out and with Ahsoka coming out.
I think you might enjoy Andor. But okay, I think Andor. Other than Andor might be the last one that you really...
Okay.
That's the last one that really the story was like, wow, that was a good fucking story.
That was a good story. Okay, okay. And I've heard
the first, like, two, three episodes are a little rough, but it's just build up.
I just don't cringe. Like, when the writing is not good.
Leia's child actor is cringe. Not anything on her. It's just they wrote her
horrible. No, but that other girl,
the Grand Inquisitor is horrible.
I'm sorry, that woman that...
Yeah, I don't even know her name. Horrible.
She is not a good villain. I'm sorry, hon. Like, I know you're doing your best, but, like, girl, it's not working for it. It's just not... It was just not good.
Speaking of multi-fucking-billion-dollar monopoly-ass companies buying shit, you know Rooster Teeth?
Yes.
They're being shut down
permanently
because a while back they sold out to Discovery, and Discovery has now determined that they are not profitable enough to keep around. So Discovery is shutting down Rooster Teeth.
What?
Yep. And that's what happens when you fucking sell out.
Damn.
So, I mean, that's a big hit. Red versus Blue. Ruby. I wonder what's going to happen with Ruby.
Yeah, do they have Ruby? Yeah.
Yeah, they were the creators behind Ruby. I don't know.
Damn. I mean, to be fair, though, they kind of lost their steam with a lot of stuff, minus Ruby, but like...
It's because they tried to way too overexpand.
Yeah, or so, I don't know.
They started losing original people from the team that had moved away from it. You know what I mean? Everyone stepped back and let other new people in. They just had... A lot of the new cast members are pretty fucking cringe,
not
to be honest.
Not, so,
a lot of the good podcast stuff that they did have up, they canceled for no fucking reason, or they just, run out of steam after 50 hours, right? It's just, but they've been fumbling the last
Black Box Down.
5 years. Black Box Down was great.
Yeah, I could tell.
That Hell One was really good, and that's just, they just ended that because they kept picking horrible fucking people. They're too scared to pick people who would be in hell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, outside of obvious ones like Hitler. So they picked a bunch of shitty no-name people no one fucking knows about except, like, Blaine.
Yeah.
And then...
They were not. The podcast didn't go nowhere. Pushing. They were trying to be too safe or trying to, like... I'm not saying safe isn't, but just
But it makes
to,
sense
like,
why they're trying to be safe, because they're owned by Discovery.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know.
I didn't know
that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, when you have somebody telling you do this and that, like, But yeah, I could tell it was losing steam. Yeah, that sucks, though, because all of them... Some of them were really, really funny, like, episodes and stuff.
Discovery,
they
Warner Bros., fuck them.
Yeah, that's sad.
In light of all the big name companies, though, like stealing shit from us, fucking Discovery shutting down Rooster Teeth and everything, and or Discovery stealing libraries, not shutting down Rooster Teeth. That was Warner Bros. That did that. There is actually some backlash that is happening now, thankfully. 600 Activision quality assurance workers formed a union in Activision to protect their jobs because they've been fucking just mass closing down whole entire warehouse, like part divisions of these companies, these gaming companies, because they're not, pretty much they're ending physical copy games. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like, because they want to steal everyone's libraries and control your library and shit and then just take your money, whatever.
Yeah, it is like,
so because people have been fine with that and they've moved away from buying physical copy games and just doing digital because it's easier.
Right.
The game company said, well, fuck it, we're not paying for all that shit anymore.
Damn.
Yeah, they're just pretty much saying it's not profitable enough to make physical copies anymore, so we're just getting rid of it. That's why GameStop's been moving over all to fucking anime statues and shit like that, because they know that games are going down fucking hill, physical copy-wise, with the exception of Switch. Switch is the only one that's like, nah, we're still doing them. Right. We're still doing the physical.
Right.
Even though they're trying, I feel like they're trying because the next Switch does have a digital and a physical version.
Do you think there could be a positive outlook that, I mean...
For digital
for,
only?
No, for like for all these issues that people are having when companies are bought over and not like, there needs to be a bill or something in place to protect everything that you've bought as it goes from company or streaming site to streaming site, like the movies, like the, you know, do you think that people will push for, okay, well then I want my shit to be protected, that if I have it, I have it permanently?
Or they're going to have to figure something out. Yeah, they're definitely
going to
have to
honor that when, like, let's say Netflix just buys, I'm just giving an example, like Hulu, and then all your Hulu shit is on there, right? Like, whatever you've bought that is within your account shit, like, goes over, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that would be, like, more, like, moving towards the, I'm not saying that the physical shouldn't ever stop. I do think that it should be an option, But I do kind of understand that if, like, I don't buy, I mean, we haven't bought, maybe for certain games, right? We've bought a physical
Switch,
and then you're right, Switch. But, like, other than that, I mean, our main PC and all that.
Yeah, but
I mean,
it's more protected with Steam and Valve than a lot of these other companies. You know what I mean? Saying. That's why I'm okay with buying stuff on Steam.
Right.
And that's why I was never a fan. Obviously, Xbox literally stole Sea of Thieves from me. That was $30. That was they just stole because they decided to fucking merge their stores and fuck everything up for no reason.
That was fucking ridiculous. I don't know how you lost the game. I don't know.
Literally me either. Because they forced merge two profiles together. Yeah, mine didn't.
Oh, they forced merge it. Right.
Yeah, because mine were, because I had like an original Xbox account from like the OG Xbox.
Right.
Back in the day. Halo 2.
Something glitched.
Yeah, and then I made a new, I made a Microsoft account when I got a PC.
Yeah.
And then it fucking fused both of them together.
Right. The data didn't fucking transfer properly, yeah.
And they don't give a fuck. Trying to reach their customer service is like talking to a brick wall, so.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Which is sad, but.
Thankfully, though, we do still have some good developers out there. Arrowhead, shout out them. They are the ones who just dropped Helldivers 2. And shout out Drunk. He had bought three people in the Discord. Yes, Helldivers 2. Isabel is one of them.
Appreciate it.
D'Alessio.
If you ever need a person, I can hop on in there. It's pretty and simple Queen. To play through. So not simple, but it's like pretty straightforward.
Yeah, you just need a little more practice. It is like it does get easier. The hard part is hitting them DDR stratagems.
I mean,
fast.
I definitely could have
I'm still
split up
not that
the
great
group.
At doing that.
I have to, like,
I don't even split up either. Yeah, you gotta rock together.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know.
You gotta at least but, have groups of two or three, for sure.
It's a little
sure.
hard being, everyone's been playing now. I mean, everyone's been playing for a minute, so trying to play with, obviously, being, like, a lower, I can't, like, help as much. But
yeah.
It's, I don't know. At least to have a person that was better than to have no one, so, hey, I get it.
So, yeah, shout out Drunk. Thank appreciate you. He had just hit me up and wanted to pick three people in the Discord to gift the game to because he loves the game so much. He's already
good.
Like fucking level 48 or some shit. I saw last night.
I might solo play and like to get up there a little bit. But yeah,
we can practice on some easier stuff this weekend. Just you and me and D'Alessio or something.
Yeah.
And then I pretty much only have one more like real thing of news. Actually, it was just announced while we were doing this. You know the new Sonic movie,
mm-hmm.
right? I think they're on the third one now, and this one's about Shadow,
right?
Which is like the dope, obviously the dope version of Sonic, like the all black red one. Guess who's voicing him?
I don't know.
Hayden Christensen, or whatever is that? How you say his last name? Vader.
Hayden Christensen.
Christensen, yeah. Christensen. Anakin Christensen. I don't fucking know your last name, dog. You're lucky I didn't call you Anakin. You're lucky everyone else would have just got the character name.
Anakin,
you know what
I'll call Anakin. Okay, damn.
Yeah, he's doing Shadow.
So
I think it'll be a sick voice for
him,
yeah.
So yeah. Lit. I'm glad he's getting like bigger jobs.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad he's getting
more. I would support like him as an actor. I think he really is dope. So.
And shout out fucking Godzilla Minus One for winning the
best
Oscar.
Visual effects.
Right, is that what it was?
Oscar?
Yep. Hell yeah. Yep. Was that that was the first time that like a movie like that won?
I believe Godzilla, or I think a Godzilla
hell yeah,
movie
I love that
in general,
for them.
I think.
I'm mad. Yo, why the fuck they play the music on my man's like that?
When he was struggling, he was trying to
he
sing
was getting
English,
through. He was doing
it
pretty
fucks,
fucking good.
And he was getting through it, and then right when he was about to end it, then you want to
they just
the
start
music
hitting
to
the
wrap
music
him up.
It
like,
was
shut the fuck
fucked up.
I hate that shit. Like, so what if it's a 7-hour event? You let everybody talk.
Yeah,
and
like no one gives
it's
a
the
fuck
fucking
anyway.
Oscars. Like no one cares if they talk a while. Like I don't understand the whole playing the music because we got work. I got timeline.
They got
no,
commercials to
timeline.
Run. We have commercials to run.
Fuck
make money.
Your timeline. Yeah,
that's all they
go
care about.
Yourself. Piss me off.
And Miyazaki won
his second Oscar for best. I think.
Boy in the Heron
film, animated film. So
yeah, I still have to see it. We both have still have to see the one, right? I'm down. What is it? I don't know what it's on.
Scary, like
oh, we're doing the dub. I'm down for the dub. I like his movies.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson. Like I mean, because he can pick some good. Yeah, I'm down to listen in both. But I kind of want to. I mean, we'll see which one I like.
Yeah,
because I like the Howl's Moving Castle dub, which that lost.
I like
to some other.
Both of them.
Can I just say that he should have had three by now? Because that should have won. It didn't. You know, it's some other dumb fucking, I know I'm not talking about dumb, but some other fucking movie one that I've never even heard the name of, never heard of it in mainstream. Like I don't know what the fuck they like gave it to, but it's like, come on now. Like I literally Howl's Moving Castle should have won. And then I know Spirited Away won because that's why my mom ended up watching it because she heard it won. So I love Spirited Away. So that fucking deserved it. I just think that he's been like, come on now. I'm just saying like, do you want to find, oh, he's trying to find this. I don't know.
Trying to, but I don't know. It just says nominee.
Well, then just say 2004, fucking whatever it was. But yeah, Oh yeah, the picture war. Then Wallace and Gromit.
And Gromit? What the fuck is that?
Wallace and Gromit. I'm sorry. Like what? Let's look. Okay, I don't even want to know what it looks like. Because if it looks like trash, I'm like. But anyway, I'm so happy he won a second one. Oh my god, that one.
I do remember this. I do remember these movies.
Why would the movie win an Oscar?
This should not have won.
Because it's comedy? Like, what the fuck?
Not over fucking...
It started in 89.
Not over Howl's Moving Castle is crazy. Ooh,
I know. That's what I'm saying. They don't give a fuck.
America was still a little racist back then.
Yeah. You mean the people that work the fucking academy and like
vote for it? And it was 2002, 2005 post-war, so we were just like, fuck every other country. It was right after 9/11. So we were like, only American stuff can win.
Yeah, probably, yeah, honestly. But anyway, yeah, I was kind of a... But I'm happy he got it for this one as well. I'm very, very proud and happy for him because that's my bucket list in life. I want to go to the Studio Ghibli Museum in Japan real bad. I love it.
Hell yeah. But that is all we really have for this episode here. Everyone be safe. Traveling down from the summit. Peace. Thank y'all for coming.
We love y'all.
We are going to go rip a live booster box of OPO6 on Twitch. One Piece booster box. Hopefully we get a manga rare so that I can sell it for $3,000.
Hell yeah. Come on.
Everyone be safe traveling down the summit. Peace.
Peace.